In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Some trials, cases, you know, in court, are not always black and white. Sometimes they can be quite confusing. It's not always easy to tell, you know, who's the guilty party, who's the innocent party. People today, they still talk about the O.J. Simpson trial. You know, it's one that kind of stands out. It was a really kind of a mess because you had some people that, you know, were just convinced the guy was guilty as anybody. There was, you know, all this, the glove, the knife, you remember, all this evidence stuff. And yet there are some still today believe he's innocent. I mean, it wasn't just an easy verdict, right? It wasn't black and white. What about Hillary Clinton's email server? We've been hearing about it for a year. And, you know, some people convinced that she has broken the highest laws in the land, and yet others say, well, she didn't do anything wrong, right? I mean, who's right? Some say she should be in prison, and some say no big deal. It's not always easy to tell. It's like when you have two of your kids or two of your grandkids, they come up to you, and they're both yelling at the same time, and one of them's crying, and you're like, I don't know, right? And one of them is yelling, the other one did such and such, and the other one's defending themselves, and who knows, right? Whenever that happens to me, you know, sometimes I have no idea who's guilty, who's innocent. They're even when they're on my kid, they're on my own kids, right? So what do you do? Well, I punish them both, right? Well, no. No, I tell them to go to their mother. That's what I do. Some trials, though, they aren't black and white, okay? You all understand that. But then there's this one. There's this one today on Good Friday. This one isn't confusing at all. If you got a jury together and you gave them this, you gave them the facts of this case, they'd be out in 5 minutes. This is simple. Everybody can see. It's clear as day. Jesus must be let go. He must be let go. He is innocent. It's the only right thing. The only right verdict in all of these trials that he goes through is a full acquittal. Jesus should be free to go. And yet, in the end, the innocent Jesus dies while all the guilty ones go free. Take the high priest Caiaphas and the religious leaders, okay? That's who Jesus goes before first. Now, these guys are guilty. Okay, these are some of the, don't think of like really good church leaders. These are some of the crookedest church leaders you've ever seen. They make our current politicians look like angels. Okay, they had their hands in everybody else's pockets. They were hypocrites of the highest sort. They should have been on trial, and God would have put them on trial, right? But they make Jesus out to be the criminal. And it's such a joke. They bring in, this is before the sun has even risen on Friday morning, they bring in these witnesses that supposedly are going to give evidence, but none of them agree, and it's just a big mess. And they can, everybody can tell they don't have anything on Jesus, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Send him to Pontius Pilate. We're going to put him to death. Well, all of those guys, the real guilty ones, no problem. They haven't done anything wrong, right? Then Jesus goes before Pilate, and even if you don't know much at all about Pilate, you should know he was no angel. Pontius Pilate was kind of, at times, a pretty ruthless governor. He had a lot of blood on his hands, and he was a man that really only had one ambition, and it wasn't the truth. It was just his own skin, his own success. So all through this trial, he sees Jesus is innocent, right? He keeps asking, you heard us reading, and he keeps asking Jesus, he can't, you know, it's obvious Jesus is innocent. And to his credit, he tries to let him go a couple times. But when push comes to shove, Pilate would rather see innocent Jesus go and die than have a riot on his hands. So, arrogant, hypocritical Pontius Pilate, he washes his hands like he's innocent of it all. Send him over to be crucified. And then there's Barabbas, you know, guilty of sin. I mean, nobody doubted that one. The guy's in prison. There's no way he should be let go. But that's how messed up this trial is. Guilty murdering Barabbas will go free. Go ahead, Barabbas, see you later. Jesus, no, we're going to send you to the cross. Now, before you think, wow, this is really strange. This is really out of the ordinary. Well, let me tell you that actually it's not. In fact, this is what happens every single day between us and God. We, the guilty ones, try to blame everything on God and make him out to be the guilty one. It's been happening since the very beginning, since Garden of Eden, devil told Adam and Eve that God is such a jerk, isn't he? He won't let you eat from the tree of this knowledge of good and evil. You guys should eat him. I mean, you're the innocent ones, right? How could a loving God do this to you? And this is how it goes. We try to blame everything on God. It's all his fault. Crucify him, you know, crucify him. So, for instance, terrorists, right? They attack Belgium this week and kill over 30 people. And one of our reactions is always, God, how could you let this happen? How could you allow these evil ISIS terrorists to do this? Never mind the fact that all of us, we think the solution is, well, let's go back over there and kill all of them. Yeah. So who's innocent? Who's guilty here? Or never mind the fact that all of us all the time are wishing evil on other people. But oh yeah, God's the one to blame, right? Or other people don't treat us fairly and we say, God, what's the deal with this? You know, I don't deserve this. Why are you letting this happen? Never mind that we don't treat anyone else fairly. Never mind that we're constantly judging other people by our standards. Never mind that we're constantly gossiping, neglecting to help people. But sure, God's the one to blame, right? We have money trouble. We say, God, why are you doing this to me? Never mind that he's given you every single thing that you have. Never mind that we waste like 90% of what he gives us on worthless stuff. Never mind that we're ungrateful. But yeah, when the bills come in and we don't have any money, yeah, it's God's fault, isn't it? And we see all this evil in the world. It's everywhere. The violence, the abuse, the hunger, the crooked governments, the terrorism. And it's so easy to just say, God, what are you doing? It's all your fault. Why don't you do something? Never mind that it's actually all our fault. Never mind that we're actually the evil ones and he's actually the good, gracious, loving God. Never mind that he created us good and gives us everything that we have. Never mind that he has never once ever broken a promise to us, ever. So yeah, I mean, when you think about it, Good Friday, this is actually the way we play it all the time. Put God on the cross. Make him take the blame, while we will go scot-free. We're no better than the religious leaders. No, we're no better than Pontius Pilate. We're no better than Barabbas. But now, what does God do? What does God do when we want to blame everything on him and ourselves go scot-free? Well, God says on Good Friday, okay, I'll take the blame. We're the guilty ones. He's the innocent one. But Jesus takes the beating, he takes the mocking, he takes the nails, he takes the death, all of it, and on the cross he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In this case, there is no reasonable doubt. No reasonable doubt. You and I are guilty beyond all reasonable doubt. It is black and white. We cannot blame it on God. We cannot act like we've been wrongly accused or mistreated or gotten something we don't deserve. We can't yell about how it's everyone else's fault. We are guilty. But God has laid all of our guilt on his son, Jesus Christ. And you are free to go. The verdict is in. Acquitted on all charges. God says you're innocent because the blood of his son, Jesus, has paid for all of it. You don't have to blame it on God anymore. Just believe in him. Just believe in him. And lay it all on him. He can carry it. The religious leaders were wrong. Pilate was wrong. Herod was wrong. And all of us are wrong when we try to blame God. But don't worry, because God is right. And he knew on Good Friday exactly what he was doing. This trial was his trial. Because he wanted you and me to be free from sin and death. It is finished. And you and I are free to go. In Jesus' name, amen.